Today is Thursday, March 16th. We'll tell you the latest bank struggling to survive as financial fears spread across the globe and the impact of it all on U.S. markets. Also, why the FBI raided the home of a prominent Chinese billionaire and what happened to that penthouse in the hours right after. Plus, how artificial intelligence is getting more and more integrated into our work lives, a delay that could change your summer travel plans, and pros and cons of owning what's just been named the most popular dog breed in the U.S. Those stories and even more news to know coming up. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in around 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. It seems investors are worried about the financial system on a global scale now. Most recently, there has been trouble at Credit Suisse. And that's a big deal, since it's one of the biggest financial institutions in the world, and it's categorized as a, quote, global systemically important bank. But its biggest backer ruled out providing any more funding this week. Credit Suisse has actually had other compliance issues and scandals over the past few years that have damaged its reputation, and customers took a lot more money out than they added last year. And with that, shares crashed by as much as 30% yesterday to a record low. Eventually, the Swiss Central Bank offered to support Credit Suisse, and the megabank took it up on that offer. So it's borrowing up to 50 billion Swiss francs. The Swiss bank's troubles are mostly separate from the bank collapses here in the U.S., but it does add to fears of a banking crisis. And overall, markets worldwide were impacted. In the U.S., the largest banks like JPMorgan Chase and Goldman Sachs fell by more than 4%. Smaller regional banks declined by much more, as well as French, German, and British banks. A controversial exiled Chinese billionaire who's been a prominent figure here in the U.S. is now facing fraud charges. The U.S. Justice Department is building the case against Guo Wengui. Guo first got attention for accusing the Chinese government of corruption. He has a large audience that watches his online videos and social media posts, mostly about corrupt links between China's politicians and corporate elites. Guo also launched a media company with former Trump advisor Steve Bannon. He has a fashion line and has dabbled in the music industry. And now, he's facing charges for a complex billion-dollar fraud scheme. The DOJ says he took advantage of hundreds of thousands of online followers by soliciting investments in his cryptocurrency, media, and other companies. Investigators say he misappropriated their money, using it to buy a $26 million home in New Jersey, a $37 million yacht, a Ferrari, and a lot more. The FBI raided his Manhattan penthouse and arrested him there yesterday. Then hours later, that very penthouse caught fire. Fire marshals and a bomb squad are still trying to figure out how it started. Guo has not said anything about the fire, but did plead not guilty to the fraud charges. This definitely is not the first time Guo has been in trouble with the law, though. Here in the U.S., he's been sued for defamation, libel, and fraud. China accuses him of bribery, kidnapping, fraud, and other allegations, and has been trying for years to get him back to the country. Guo has denied all of those charges and applied for asylum in America. It's not clear if these latest charges will impact that asylum application or not. To be continued. The competition between two high-profile Republicans is heating up. Former President Trump's allies are formally accusing Florida's Governor Ron DeSantis of violating state ethics and election laws. The Political Action Committee, called Make America Great Again, Incorporated, asks the Florida Ethics Commission to investigate the governor for relinquishing his official duties in an effort to boost his national profile, get rich, and influence the American people. So the complaint is essentially saying DeSantis is not doing his job as governor in order to run for president. And for that, it says DeSantis should be punished by being suspended, censured, or fined. In response, the governor's office called the complaint a frivolous and politically motivated attack. Now, remember, Governor DeSantis has not officially announced he's running for president in 2024, but he has been meeting with donors, holding events in early voting states, and meeting with potential campaign staffers. And he's seen by many political analysts as former President Trump's top rival for the Republican nomination. At this point, it's unclear if the Ethics Committee will actually take up this complaint. But either way, it's seen as significant, since it's the first time Trump supporters have escalated the two Republicans' feud to a formal legal fight. Southern California has been getting so much rain this year that now water restrictions are being lifted for millions of people. 11 strong storms have boosted the reservoirs and eased a severe water shortage in the state. And while, unfortunately, some are still dealing with flooding, landslides, power outages, and downed trees, the flip side of that is no more severe drought. Nearly 7 million people will no longer have to follow rules like limiting outdoor watering to only one day a week. The exact rules do vary by community. Still, California officials are asking people not to go too crazy with the water, since it would be nice to be able to build up storage reserves, too. By the way, another substantial storm could be headed to California again next week, so stay tuned. All right, we have much more news for you still coming up, but first, a quick break for our sponsor. In addition to your daily news roundups, if you are looking for a roundup of great candidates to hire in your business, you need Indeed. Indeed is the hiring platform where you can attract, interview, and hire all in one place. So don't spend hours on multiple job sites looking for candidates with the right skills when you can do it all with Indeed. Find top talent fast with Indeed's suite of powerful hiring tools like Indeed Instant Match, assessments, and virtual interviews. Sponsor a job and boom, Instant Match shows you candidates whose resumes on Indeed fit your job description immediately after you post. And yes, it's important that the people you are looking for you in the same place. Well, get this, 81% of U.S. online job seekers search for jobs on Indeed each month, according to ComScore. Indeed knows that when you're doing everything for your company, you can't afford to overspend on hiring. So visit Indeed.com/newsworthy to start hiring now. Just go to Indeed.com/newsworthy. Indeed.com/newsworthy. Terms and conditions apply. Cost per application pricing not available for everyone. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Some of the country's top aviation officials got together this week to address an uptick in close calls at airports around the country. They held a rare summit to talk about preventing things like what happened last week at Reagan National Airport in Virginia. A United Airlines flight and an American Airlines flight nearly collided. And that's the seventh close call the National Transportation Safety Board has had to investigate so far this year. The NTSB and FAA are looking for anything the incidents have in common, like communication breakdowns or inadequate training. Both of those things apparently came up at yesterday's meeting. Later this month, the FAA also plans to hold a workshop on reducing risk at the nation's 200 busiest commercial airports. Now, we should note safety experts, pilots, and the FAA all insist that flying is still very safe. They just stress the need to make it even safer. Two major railway companies are officially coming together in a historic merger. Canadian Pacific Railway bought Kansas City Southern for $31 billion. And a federal regulator just approved the deal this week. That creates the first freight rail network linking Canada, the U.S., and Mexico. And it's the first major merger in the industry in about two decades. Canadian Pacific says it will create new jobs, lead to new investment, and open new trade opportunities. Early on, there were some opponents of this deal worried about less competition, higher shipping costs, and more service disruptions, among other things. But the Surface Transportation Board says it has addressed their concerns by adding a 7-year oversight period and more conditions. The merged railroad is now being called Canadian Pacific Kansas City. Wireless giant T-Mobile is buying out a budget cell service provider. It reached a $1.35 billion deal with Mint Mobile. That company already resells service using T-Mobile's network, so the buyout won't actually bring T-Mobile any new customers, but it is supposed to save costs. The deal is expected to close later this year. Mint Mobile is probably best known for its ads, with the company's part owner, actor Ryan Reynolds. Reynolds owns roughly a quarter of Mint Mobile. And that means he stands to get more than $300 million in cash and stock from the sale. But Reynolds is staying on in a creative role, so you'll see him in Mint Mobile ads. The Deadpool star also has his own advertising business, a production and marketing firm, a gin company, and a Welsh soccer team. Artificial intelligence could start to be more common in offices around the country. A few different tech companies are announcing efforts this week to do more with the new technology. First, it was Google. The tech giant says it's testing AI features in Gmail and Google Docs that could help people get started on writing. You'll just have to type a topic you'd like to write about, and a draft will be generated for you. And as you edit it, you'll get even more suggestions as needed. Google also says it's looking for ways to incorporate AI into Slides, Sheets, Meet, and Chat, too. Meanwhile, Microsoft has a customer event today where it's going to show off how it's integrated AI into office apps like Word, Excel, Outlook, and PowerPoint. Another way AI is getting into the workplace, Salesforce announced plans last week to bring ChatGPT to the messaging platform Slack. Grammarly is set to launch an AI feature to create email messages, social media posts, and more. And LinkedIn introduced AI-powered writing suggestions to help people spruce up their profiles and to help recruiters write job descriptions. Professional services company KPMG put out a survey this week that found 85% of businesses do expect to be using more AI in the coming years. All right, move over, Labs. For the first time in 3 decades, there's a new dog breed at the top of the list for the most popular kind of dog in the U.S., and it is the French Bulldog. The American Kennel Club put out its top breeds of 2022 list this week, and the Frenchie took the top spot, overtaking the Labrador Retriever, which has been number one for the last 31 years. Labs are now in second place, followed by Golden Retrievers, German Shepherds, and Poodles. This is actually a big shakeup, since 25 years ago, French Bulldogs weren't even in the top 75. But advocates say people are drawn to them because they don't require a ton of exercise or grooming. Plus, it's hard to resist that smushed face and wide smile. That said, not everyone supports breeding Frenchies, since they come with some health issues. Their shortened skulls and snouts make them more prone to breathing, eye, skin, and spinal problems. Still, there are a lot of Americans willing to care for them. The AKC says out of all the purebred dogs registered over the last year, nearly 1 in 7 was a French Bulldog. That's it for the main news today, so now it's time for Thing to Know Thursday. But first, a quick break. Have you heard of Optimal Living Daily yet? This is a podcast that's always in the top charts for good reason. It's a simple idea, really. The host, Justin, who's an award-winning audiobook narrator, gets permission from the most popular online writers and reads their best articles for you. A little bit like an audiobook, but a short article every day to add some positivity, inspiration, and motivation in your life, and ultimately, more happiness, helping you learn and grow. Check it out and subscribe or follow wherever you listen to podcasts. It's called Optimal Living Daily. Okay, now back to Thing to Know Thursday. Well, it seems a lot of Americans are ready for international vacations. But if you are one of them, it might be a good idea to check your passport now. Because if you need to renew, you could be in for a long wait. The State Department says it's seeing unprecedented demand that far surpasses the number of passport applications it usually sees, even during surges. It's apparently getting more than 500,000 applications a week. So with that, there are delays in getting them processed. Wait times are now weeks longer than usual. These days, routine service will get you a new passport in 8 to 11 weeks. You could also pay $60 for expedited service, but even that will now take 5 to 7 weeks. The State Department was actually planning on launching a new online passport renewal program last month, but it got delayed. So now the official launch isn't happening until later this year. Since things keep changing, some travel agents are telling their clients to not even try to book vacations abroad until they have an up-to-date passport. All right, thank you so much for joining us and listening today. We'll catch you up on more news to know tomorrow. Until then, have a great day.